This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. You holding it down with your boy Bulelani Balabala. We are on 360 Biz this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Very, very sunny. It's a very, very good, clear and sunny skies in Johannesburg. We're in studio today. We're talking about planning and planning the year and starting the year on a very good note. I know that I've got to my far left, or rather my far right, an amazing gentleman, a business coach of note from Africa Rise, Mr. Eric Mashale. Just greet everyone, sir.
Hi, the listeners of Cliff Central. My name is Eric Mashale, and I hope you have a
good time. Bulan, greetings to you, my brother.
Just out all over again, sir.
Oh.
Your voice is just so serenading.
All right. Hi, listeners of Cliff Central. My name is Eric Mashale. I'm here with Bulan, my boy, Balabala. I almost killed your surname.
You see the boy was questionable there when you killed my surname. People think we just met in the streets now. And then I've got an amazing gentleman here who runs, I think, I'd like to think, one of the most innovative township enterprises, because they've done amazing things. I think you guys will find out a little bit more as the show progresses. Sir, please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Hi, listeners. My name is Bulelani Dembe, Bulelani Squared. I am from Tembisa, the township, and I'm actually having a business running, operating in the Tembisa Hospital. Compliments to the new season.
Wow. So I just want to put it out there and clarify that it is by no nepotism of any sort that we've got more than one Bulelani on the show today, but he's just doing amazing things. And I think I think it's been put out there that a lot of Bulelanis do a lot of cool and amazing things.
Yep.
So guys, you know, today we're talking about something amazing. I mean, it's always on the tip of everyone's brains, everyone's heads. Every time a new year begins, people are thinking of how to improve, how to do things better. But before that, I mean, let me just ask everyone, sir, how was your year?
You mean the previous year?
Yeah.
Oh, it was cool, man. I learned a lot. I mean, somebody said that, you know, you always learn. There's no what we call a failure. I mean, failure. So, I mean, I learned a lot in the past year, and whatever that I've learned, I'll be able to use it to accumulate more wealth this year. And so it was a great year of challenging and a great year of growth as well. A great year of meeting people and also learning new things. So it was good.
No, that's fantastic. I think before we proceed to you, I've got my man, my head, my friend, Mr. Teboho Mafodi. How's it, sir?
I'm good, and you, brother?
I'm well, sir. I'm well. I know that you're in some beach in Costa Rica. Money's been coming in. Your enterprises are running all over. You're just the man. I know you've got one lady feeding you grapes. Another one is just fanning you down while your butler is taking your clothes to the dry cleaners. How's the life?
You don't know how much I know. Life is good, my brother. You know, we're just working hard and obviously definitely growing the brand. You don't know how much I wish that was so true, that I was being fed grapes and my butler taking on stuff. But more than anything, it's work. And you know what? Either whether we're doing whatever that we can, we need to proceed with the show. Let me take this opportunity to welcome everyone who's listening right now to CliffCentral.com. Broadcasting all the way from Cape Town this time. We're doing cross-broadcasting with my boy Bulelani, holding it down. I've got no doubt that you're doing amazing and you're having fun. So I wish I was there to take selfies, but you know how we roll, right?
I know you, sir. I know you, man. So just tell us a little bit. I mean, how has December been for you?
Bulelani, December has been hectic. I mean, you know, like, since everybody has been on holiday, me and you have been working hard. We've been in studio. I mean, we've been doing good shows. And more than anything, we've been working. I've critically been between Joburg and Cape Town because there's a project we're doing this side. Obviously, due to December emergency, that required me to be this side. Hence, I can't be in studio with you. But December has been a blessing, has been good. I've been looking forward to the new year that we've been waiting for. We finally on 2016, and happy new year to you too, dude.
Nah, thanks, but you know, I want to do something different today because I think a lot of people follow the work that you do. A lot of people look you up. A lot of people actually follow the amazing things that you do, but a lot of people don't actually know what you do. Could you please tell us what exactly do you get up to apart from radio?
apart from radio, I get up to TV. I'm into television production.
Okay.
I've got two television shows with Business Day TV. One is focusing on showcasing opportunities that entrepreneurs have out there, and another show we practically turn around businesses. In studio, I'm actually excited that this year in 2016, now in Feb, on the 3rd, I'm launching a new show focusing on financing of businesses. Because you know, Bulelani, right now we might be having great ideas, but one thing that we struggle with mainly
funding,
it's financing of businesses. So we decided, you know what, yeah, let's come up with a show where we bring funders in studio and let them tell us and tell people where they find, where's the money at. And I'll be representing the voice of business, obviously, to say, what mistakes are we doing as business, as why are we not getting the funding, and so that we stop complaining and we're coming up with solutions. Obviously, that's one aspect of what I do. But in the nutshell, I run a company called TM Group. TM Group, we've grown enough to be a conglomerate. We mainly into infrastructure development, property, and obviously television production. So yeah, that's what I do in the nutshell.
Wow. I don't know much about me being in the construction sector, but one thing I do know is I'm definitely riding on the TV shows. I am definitely riding on the TV shows that are launching this year. I'll be there sitting next to you. I'll be like, no, I'm his interpreter.
No. Definitely, Bolelan. I mean, that's why at the end of the day, I mean, we need to showcase black talent. We need to showcase brothers like yourself.
No, I appreciate
that are doing amazing things like you're doing with the tea of us.
No, I appreciate it, sir. And then my next gentleman here, sir, how has December been for you?
Me, December was work. No time for holidays. You know, I was actually working. But in an nutshell, 2015 was a very challenging year. And then of which all those challenges, I believe that in 2016 will be all opportunities to actually grow our business. You know, so yeah, in an nutshell, that is my year. Last year.
Okay, just tell us a bit. What is your business, or what is it that you actually do?
We are in the food industry. We are actually operating a cafeteria in the hospital called Tembisa. You know, and then we also do your caterings, and we also have what you call mobile kitchen, where we actually have your food carts all over Tembisa to actually supply the needs of the people of Tembisa in terms of the food.
Okay, now tell me more about the food carts.
Bulelane, I hope you've got food in studio there. We can't be having a brother that prepares food and we don't have food in studio.
But you know what? I'll tell you something. The only thing this gentleman brought was a cap with his food company name on it. No food. Second gentleman, no food. Let's ask Tembisa.
No. I mean, dude, you know, I mean, with previous guests that deals with food, I mean, they bring us pizzas, they bring us burgers. And these brothers are coming empty-handed. No, we must do something about it.
I told Bulelani that I want to bring some food. He said, no, don't worry, man. It's January. These people will understand.
Listen to this, man. So you know what we'll do? I think it's fair enough to then say that he'll give me some food next week.
Yep.
And I'll bring it to the studio.
Definitely.
Is that a deal?
No, definitely. And we'll broadcast. We'll be busy broadcasting, having a sip. And a bite of whatever that you would have given
consider
us, and
it we'll done.
Announce it that we're having your food.
Consider
that
it done.
That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. So, sir, tell me something. No? You talk about these food trailers that you're renting out. What sparked this idea? Or rather, tell us a little bit about the food trailers, and then tell us also what sparked the idea. Because I think more than anything, the one thing that caught my attention was that, yes, I see people selling food all over Tembisa. I see people selling food all over. But the one thing that really stood out for me was when I saw this great innovation, which was so inclusive. I mean, something synonymous or similar to social entrepreneurship. Just tell us a little bit about that.
So now, the inspiration, obviously, Hukok Mazibuko, you know, who was actually selling Amakwinya, you know, Ekoneni. And then I realized that the oil, you know, and the hygiene part of everything that she was actually the way she was conducting the business, it was not healthy for us, you know, as much as we know, but then you then realize that people still run to your towns, you know, your other these your McDonald's and all those other companies to actually buy the products that we can actually get elokshini. But then I realized the Guti, she can still offer a variety of a lot of things, you know, within the corner a little bit agulo. But then obviously you know that there are no toilets around and all those things. And then me and my business partner, then we decided, you know what, let us try to see if maybe this thing is going to work. We built one trailer that has got your microwave, your deep fryer, your gas stoves and ovens and all those things, a sink. And then we started running it, and then we then started to see that people actually, they want class, they want quality food, you know, and they want food that can actually be packaged in a proper way. And then as soon as we started that, we've seen opportunities opening up, you know, and the clinics were actually asking for our services, the schools were actually asking for our services. And then we realized, you know what, let's just franchise this thing, you know, let's look out for all those people who are in a township who are in the food industry selling in the corner. Rather than competing with them, let us actually bring them on board to say, guys, here's an opportunity, you can actually rent to buy this trailer, you know, just for your business to grow.
Oh wow, wow. So you actually give them an opportunity to actually rent to purchase the trailer?
Yes.
Wow. So Debza, sir, what do you think about
No. In fact, I mean, I think it's quite interesting. I was actually going to ask that. It's either he gives us a website address or social media following, because I know there's people that are probably listening and that want to see this type of trailer he's talking about. And I mean, we can even probably tweet about this trailer so that people see and put an eye to it. Because I mean, you know, we've seen some funny trailers out there.
Definitely.
And I mean, it sounds like it's something that that is exciting, or an exciting business that he's definitely in. I mean, another thing, maybe once when you give us the URL, please as well tell us to say, how do people get involved? I mean, in terms of this, and what is the cost attached to them? It's either buying a trailer or renting a trailer.
Actually, we've got both options to actually rent or buy it. And then with the supplier that we've actually just signed the contract with, you know, we've actually piloted this project in the past 3 months. And then we said, this is the project that we actually want to run. We don't have yet a Facebook or an email, a website that we've actually created, but it is on the pipeline.
You've got, I've seen the trailer. You've got pictures of the trailer.
Definitely, yeah.
I think what we can do as well is, I mean, you could forward maybe some of those pictures to me so that we can put it out there. Because I think that
let's tweet it.
Because it's very nice. That's the thing that got my attention. There's a lot of guys that want to enterprise, but not a lot of people have the funding and not a lot of people have the resources. So if you're saying that you're going to build an infrastructure to be able to give them an appealing look as part of the franchise, and you put this thing all over different townships and all over different street corners and avenues, I mean that would be fantastic. That's the one thing. Mr. Eric, what do you think, sir?
Well, I think that's good opportunity for people out there who want to grow their businesses. And the fact that he's actually I believe that you are making this thing by your own, Mr. Bulelan.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I mean, if you are making these things, I mean, the means of production, I mean, they are very high, and also I think the returns, they will be high as well, especially to benefit people of Tembisa. I think one thing that I'm just capturing is that you just need to be out there, like Tabu and Bulan has been saying. You know, it's things like Facebook, I mean, it will take you a minute to create. I mean, the Twitter or whatever, it will take you a minute to create. So I think as of today, maybe we could say that, you know, we want to see it tomorrow. We want to see you creating those Facebook pages or whatever. I mean, a website can take a week or so, but at least start from the beginning, like, you know, Facebook page. Tomorrow when we wake up in the morning, we want to see it, you can just tag us and then you can see how it goes.
No, that would be fantastic, because it's a super great idea. That's one thing that I do know. To you guys that are listening out there, we are on. You can...
There's
a delay. Hello?
No. Continue.
No, I was just saying to the listeners that are out there, you guys can catch us on cliffcentral.com. You can call in on 0861-555-189. Or on Twitter, we are on @cliffcentral.com. The official hashtag, it's #360biz. You could get a hold of me on Bulelani Bala, @BulelaniBala. And you could get Teboho on @TebohoMafodi. Continue, sir.
Okay, what I was going to ask you, so you know, entrepreneurship, I define it as those that see opportunities where others don't.
Yeah.
So my brother, me and you, Bulana, have this guy must give us a stake of his business, so, and let's take it out.
No, definitely, because Joe, like, you know,
you must say which Bulan is referring to, because I mean there are two Bulan. I think there must be Bulan Squared and Bulan B. So I don't even know who Uta was referring to. He's been biased.
No, I'm referring to Mr. Bala.
And you must know, you see, when Tebogo says you must give us a steak, this man is gonna probably put like 4, 5, 6 bar, you know.
Ola.
Just side money.
Ola.
Take away money. Is that so, Tebogo?
No, it is definitely so, but I can't make the decision. I mean, before I hear Mr. Eric there, I know he's got a lot of insight to bring in. I'm more interested as well as what is it that he does.
Okay. So, sir, please, the platform is yours.
Oh, Mr. Debo, Bulan and I, we've been doing some amazing work for the last year. So we've been traveled to Durban by the business called Unusual Business Breakfast. So what we do there, we just like pick some unusual spots and then organize a business breakfast, and then we dress differently. People, they come, we share ideas, and then that's how we grow. But one of the things that I do is that I'm a business coach, where I coach entrepreneurs who feel like they are stuck, they want to go to the next level, and then they come with ideas, and then we just like unlock those ideas and give them their full potential. And I run a shuttle business called Temric, and the other one is called Mashale VIP. So I'm a man of many heads, and then master of them all. And I try to also, to make a difference in this country. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I remember your business. I think you've tried to get me involved with Unusual Breakfast.
You are elusive. You are hard to get, but I'm sure this year there's no way. If I've got Bule, I've got you.
No, you've got him. I'll make sure.
No. Definitely no. Bulelani tracks me. Doesn't matter which part of the world I'm at. And I mean, congratulations on the amazing work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
I've been hearing of your work. I've not seen it personally, yeah. But now obviously, I mean, it's a question of, there's something interesting that you've made mention of, that you help businesses gear up. You help businesses or people that want to get onto the business or get onto a different level.
Yes.
You know, Bulelani, how we. We put people on the spot, right?
No, definitely.
So maybe it's a question of, we've got an amazing business in studio, the other Bulelani, that is trying to make it out there. Obviously, he's a new business, he's a growing business, and obviously, I'm sure all of us, we've already seen couple of flaws in terms of how he can better grow his business.
Yeah.
Can you take perhaps 5 minutes to actually coach him? To say what is it that he needs to do this year, as it's 2015, in terms of taking his business to another level?
Well, maybe I think I should do this by asking him two questions, at least just to give me a little bit of background to understand that to shoot at the air. So, Mr. Bulelani.
The platform is yours, my brother. Go ahead.
Thank you. You are putting me on the spot. I'm used to this. Don't worry. Mr. Bulan, where do you see your business in the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months, as I've actually mentioned earlier, that we want to grow the business into actually franchising it.
Mm-hmm.
Why we're choosing to actually franchise the business is because sometimes we want to actually introduce our recipes as well.
Okay.
You know, into the market for people to actually have tasty and quality food.
Okay.
We just don't want to send out the trailers out there, then people, they don't actually make money due to the taste and how they actually handle their businesses.
Yeah.
So we want to have a conduct where we can actually be able for people to actually follow it, and then so that they can adhere, so that we can actually have a healthy township food business.
Okay, and then what is holding you back right now?
Actually, there's nothing that is actually holding us back. As I've said, that we are actually busy working with our partner, who's actually the one who's actually designing all the trailers, you know. And as soon as we're actually done with the contract, you know, it's just that I can say that maybe one thing that is holding us back is the finance, you know, to say that in order for us to actually run with the project, because our partner also wants some money up front so that he can be able to start, you know, building all these trailers for us that we can actually franchise and sell out there.
Oh, so, I mean, at first you said, no, nothing is holding you back. You are a perfect guy, but I see that.
Made a mistake.
Okay, great. So the finances, they are holding you back.
Yeah, I can say that, yes, for now, that is the only thing. But the infrastructure and the setup, I think we are ready.
Okay, to get specifics, like how much are we looking for in terms of finance that you're talking about?
I was about to get to that, to say he's speaking of finance, but he's not giving us a price.
Yes.
So we actually want to start with only just 10 trailers. And then the 10 trailers is only going to cost us 200,000.
Oh, 10 trailers. So each trailer is 20,000 rands?
Yes.
Oh, great. And, I mean, for you... If you are hiring out your trailer, let's say per month, how much does it make? And then if you are selling your trailer as well, how much do you sell it for one trailer?
So our trailer is more exclusive, you know, than the standard trailers that we're actually gonna franchise. You know, there is a bit of, because of we're looking at your cost for the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, because our trailer's got like it's a full house.
Okay.
You know, and then with the other trailers, we've got your sink, your two beam arrays, your griller, your deep fryer, and two gas stoves, and then that is the standard trailer. And then for rental, it ranges around about 1,600 rand.
Per month?
Per month.
Sure. And then to buy it?
To buy it, it's about 31,000.
Oh, about you sound like you're not sure, but it's okay. I mean, that's why we need help.
I think it was around 31,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, I think for me, really, the way I've just been seeing, hearing what you are saying, I mean, you need what we call a branding. I think Buledan and Tabua, they are very aware of that. But I think I want to bring a little bit of different branding. So that's what we call a branded customer and a generic customer. So a branded customer is the one who sees you on Facebook or who sees you on radio, and when they come to you, they know exactly what they want, and they are not gonna be swayed by anything. So they'll get what they want. So that is a branded customer. So but you can only do it when you are seen on different platforms. I mean, we talk about Facebook, we talk about Twitter, we talk about your website. So you are not going to be able to get branded customer until you actually brand yourself in that way. And now we are saying that you'll only be able to get only generic customer, those who by chance they happen to pass in Tembisa and then they see you. Otherwise, if they are not coming to Tembisa, they're not going to see you. You see, so then you need to be able to say, look, tomorrow my goals are to say that what I want to actually have to be able to target my branded customer, and then also then you show that you can be able to do what we call a scalability. I mean, if somebody say now to you that they want in Umgungundlovu, they want 15 trailers, you know, what are you going to do? Do you have the capacity to be able to service Tembisa and also Umgungundlovu, you see? So but then we say that, you know, you need to be able to optimize, you know, optimize. You say that, okay, what do you have in your hand? I've got 1, 2, 3. What do I want what do I want to be able to go to the next level? Then you can be able to say, okay, I need Eric, I need Bulan, I need Tebo, I need whoever to be able to come on board. And what skill that Tebo have? Then you say, okay, cool, from Tebo, I need some TV. Then you start being following him and try to make friends with him by adding value to him. You know, like, for example, if you ask Tebo, when I started to wanting to meet with him, I think I sent him a message on Facebook or so. I can't remember. But then I wasn't like trying to ask him things, but I was trying to add value to him by wanting to meet and say, hey, I've got some stuff that maybe they may interest to you. So that for me, you know, I was not trying to take things away from him, but I wanted to add value to him. So what you can do, you can optimize by actually having different people that you think they can be able to add value to you, and in that way then you can be able to grow your business. But I think also what you need to do, you need to have your numbers in order, because I can see that you are talking about I think. So if I'm an investor and then you are saying, I think it's around 31,000, I think it's 1.6, then it doesn't give me a confidence. So you're gonna have to say, well, my numbers to one trailer is 1.6 and or 31,000, as you have said, and then it gives me confidence, you understand?
Sure.
So I think you just need to work on that. But the most important thing is what we call branding. And you have heard of the things called flocks, I mean, a base of the same flock. work, I mean, fly together.
Yep.
So what it means is that, I mean, the base of the same flock is that, I mean, when they say they fly together, at when they speed, is the same speed. When they turn, is the same turn. I mean, so that's why they fly together. So what you need is that for you to be able to get to that brand customer, so your message of branding and your message of marketing must be equivalent. Remember, the branding is about promise you give to your customer. So when you've promised a customer, say they say, no, we want the trailer, and when they come, they don't get the trailer that you advertised, then they will do what we call off board. Then they will off board and leave you. You'll remain poor for the rest of your life. But then when somebody comes and then they see that what you've advertised, what you have, is, we call it on board, on board line, then they will come and then they buy. You understand? So you need to have those marketing and branding that they speak together at all same levels, so that the base of the same flock can be able to fly together because of the speed of the turn and all those kind of things.
Thank you. Wow.
Sure. Now you have said... You have said a mouthful. Tebogo, sir, what do you think about that?
No, the brother has indeed said a mouthful, because I was going to as well tackle the issue of the numbers. My brother doesn't seem hurry. He's confident with his numbers. And right now, for me, it doesn't make sense. Right now, Abulelan, you said I must invest in this business. 200K is not a lot of money. But right now, having to invest in this business, I'm thinking to myself to say, if ever for rental purposes, this trailer brings in 1,005 a month. Do you know how much these mamas make a week? How much these mamas make it?
Yeah.
It's by far. So right now, in terms of the numbers, maybe it's something that for me doesn't add up. Maybe it's a question of maybe that he can answer, not only from me listening, but from someone else out there that is listening, to say, how do you break it down in terms of, now from the investor perspective, you want 200,000. I'm saying to you, I'll give you 200,000, but now what is my return? How long does it take for me to make money? How much am I going to be making after how long? Maybe if you can give us those numbers, let's give him a chance to.
Yeah,
to
I think speak. Maybe let's give him a chance. I'm just going to play an ad now, but we're going to give him a chance to run through those numbers.
iStore employs real people who love Apple products and sell Apple products, like the Apple iPhone 6 and the Apple iPhone 6 Plus. So if you're looking to upgrade and going somewhere that doesn't specialize in Apple seems silly, it's because it is. Especially since you can take out or upgrade any contract on any network at iStore, even if you took it out somewhere else. iStore, why would you go anywhere else? Visit myistore.co.za for more info. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You're keeping it real with your boy Bulelani Balabala. You're on 360 Biz, CliffCentral.com. You can catch us on Twitter at CliffCentral.com. Facebook, Cliff Central. The official hashtag is #360Biz. I'm holding it down with my boy, Mr. Tebogo Mafodi. Tebogo, sir, how you doing?
I'm good, boy.
Yeah.
What the boy sound like? He's asleep now. He's waking up from the beach.
Shut ding dong.
No. You see, as the song was, I was busy dancing to the song. So I'm still suffering from the after effects.
So we're still chilling in studio with my boy, Mr. Eric Mashale of Africa Rise /UBB Unusual Business Breakfast. And also we've got the amazing Mr. Tembe in studio with us from ATE Kitchens. And we're talking about business. So we're just going to shift the topic a little bit to, you know, something that a lot of people always look at when they start in the year. So we've seen it over the years, you know, a trending topic was setting goals, or rather setting resolutions to start the year. But I mean, we then saw that those didn't really stick much, because in March, April, they had already run out. So what would you then say, I mean, to us, I mean, Tebogo, what, because I mean, you've been an entrepreneur for a while, and you've been doing this thing, you've been doing amazing thing and amazing work for quite a while right now. What would you say goes into planning for a very successful and a very epic year?
More than anything, it all goes back to time. You know, the problem with us, with entrepreneurs, yesterday we said we'll do it tomorrow, and last year we said we'll do it this year. And I mean, most importantly, successful people know the difference between patience and procrastination. So that problem is that we procrastinate things in terms of doing things. And right now we're starting 20, 16, it all goes back to time. What are you spending your time on? One thing I always say is that obviously as planning the year, this is the critical time of the year that people actually want to start putting the New Year's resolution and doing all these things. Some of us have been planning the year from last year. So it's taking the time to say right now, I always say, Bulelani, my 24 hours, it's the same as Thabo Mbeki's 24 hours. The only difference is that he's using his arm sitting on mine. Let me make a quick example to say 24 hours is split into 3 8-hours. The first 8 hours that we're sleeping on, another was the 8 hours that we're waking on, and there's another 8 hours that is remaining. The 8 hours that is remaining, let's say we cut it in half, we give you 4 hours. That's the 4 hours that you eat with, the 4 hours that you're driving from one place to the next. There's the 4 hours that is remaining, not accounted for. And most of the time, this is the 4 hours that we spend time watching people live their dream. Mm. A person that we're watching on TV, they've worked on their craft so good that you watch them make money. A person that you watch them chasing soccer or chasing leather, they've worked on their craft so good that you watch them make money. Whereas if ever on that 4 hours, you can take 30 minutes, you can take an hour or 2 hours of that time invested on you and actually do time to audit in terms of to say, I shall read a book in this hour. I shall listen to Bulelani's audiobook. I shall do research. I shall do this. By the end of the year, you'll be surprised what you would have done to, in terms of your time. It goes back to what time audit. For me, if ever I'm going to be charging 1,000 rands an hour and somebody else gives their hour for free, you know, it all goes back to time. To say, if ever you can do time audit, to say, what is it that you used your time for last year? And what is it that you're going to use your time for this year? Start accounting for your time. Then I think we'll be able to see better results for the year.
Oh, wow. Nah, yo, that's super amazing. So your focus is rather more on the time, because I think time is a very important element in terms of business, because, I mean, depending on what time you choose to execute something, you gotta win or lose the deal. So we hear you on that one, sir. Bulelani, what do you think? How can one plan for a heavily successful year? I mean, 2016 has started. I mean, when do you do your planning? Just talk to us a little bit about that.
Talking from experience, you know, in 2014, you know, was just a year of running things. And then, as Mr. T just said now, that we most of the time we procrastinate, you know, to say that I'm going to do this thing tomorrow. And then it happened with us, you know, and then now we're a year later, you know, where we could have actually experienced or growth in terms of our business, you know. And then we just told ourselves that this year, it's a year where we actually want to work on the business, because I think that we've been working in the business for a very long time. And then we realized that we are actually losing a lot of revenue because of procrastination, you know. And, you know, sometimes you realize that you are the boss, and then you are still doing the things that the employees are doing. You know, you're not focusing on the quality of work that we are actually doing within the business. And then that's basically what we are doing. So I can say that in an nutshell, that planning also starts last year. You know, the last 2 months, you know, people are supposed to actually start planning so that in January we can all start to be effective, you know, in terms of our goal setting, to say that this is a new year and then this is how we just want to do it.
So what you're saying is that you plan your year
in advance.
December.
Yep.
Yeah. December, so when everyone is out turning up, when is everyone? I mean, it's also, look at, for instance, we're talking about Mr. Mafodi right now, who might seem as if he's relaxing on the beach, but that's purely because he's already planned, you know, for the year, and he's already set sail to different plans of execution in the year for the year 2016. So, I mean, how important do you guys think it is for one to actually plan the year in advance?
Oh, you're talking to me. Okay, great. I mean, I have to respect Taboo, who's in Cape Town. Hello, Taboo. Is he away now?
Hello, bro, Eric.
Yeah, I'm just checking if you're awake, brother. All right. I mean,
No, I'm very much awake.
All right, great. I mean, the guy, I mean, he spent a year, I mean, he planned a year before. Wow. I mean, I'm sure somewhere in the middle, I mean, I will be honest with you, Bulelani, you know, I'm one of those, like, you know, go-getter entrepreneurs, you know. Sometimes I just do things in the last minute. But then with regards to this planning of the year, it was quite important for me that, you know what, I will not cross over until I actually know what I'm going to do in the following year. For me, I plan on the 31st was in the evening. When people, they were busy like going up and down, I just, the first 3 hours, I mean, the from 6 until 9 or so, I was playing my ear. And then from 9 until 12, I went to church. And then, yeah. So, but whatever that I have set my eyes on for the year, I mean, already I've been implementing them. I'll just give you some nuggets. I sat down and then I said, okay, what are my goals that I'm going to have for the year? And then I wrote down my goals, and then I wrote down how I want my family to be, the financials and all those kind of things, my businesses. No, the on the higher level, just trying to write things on the higher level. And then also on my personal development, what am I going to do? So you'll be amazed what I did. In this coming year, like in this year that we are in 2016, I plan to run 40Ks a week. That's like 2,040Ks in a year. So every week I have to run 40Ks, and every week I have to read one book. So in a month I'll read 4 books, that excluding my Bible that I read every day. So every second month I have to read the Bible, the whole Bible full. Finish. So in the by the end of the year, in terms of like spiritual growth, in terms of like personal development and also financially, so I would have read six times, like the whole full Bible, and I would have read 52 books. You know, that's something that I've done, and for so far I'm on track, and I'm just looking forward for the results. You know, like Tabo was saying, that you know what, if you, some people really they watch others like making money, and with them they are sitting on their goals. So I will be that guy who say, you know what, this year I'm doing my MBA, and my MBA is my goals. So then I'm just
so wait. Sorry, I want to cut you off there. I want to cut you. You say that this year you're doing your MBA.
Yeah.
And your MBA is your goals.
Yes, my MBA is my goals. I mean, if somebody is doing MBA at Bulani, you know, they are so focused, that so much more that if you want to come and visit them, you can't even come. They'll say, no, I'm busy. But why can't we ask as entrepreneurs or business people, like, say, you know what, I am focusing on my year where I want to see things happening, not like watching things from other people. So I'm doing my MBA. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, wow. Mr. Tebogo, sir.
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric. what I want us to do, we actually left with a short time before the show ends.
Yeah.
I want us to try and help and speak to those that didn't plan the year last year.
Yeah.
You know? And we've got the likes of Bulelani Jr. that are telling us, Rona, while we're popping bottles, they were planning. Like, really?
Yeah. It's okay. Yep, I was, definitely.
So Hora, there's someone that didn't plan the year.
Yeah.
It's January, I mean, the 5th today.
Yeah.
So they need to start planning this week, or they need to start planning next week.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to plan.
Yeah.
So I mean, they don't know where to even begin. Yeah. I mean, where can people start? If ever you want to plan your year, when can you plan? Like, when can you start? And what exactly that you do when you're starting? Do you lock yourself in a room with a pen and a paper? What is it that you do?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, really, wherever I go, that today really it was one of those days where my friend Bulelani was just like, so yeah, Eric, you're gonna have to be here. So wherever I go with a pen and a book. So I always write things. So I think for me, like I'm saying, Tabo, I only spend 3 hours. It doesn't take a rocket science to say, oh no, you have to spend 5 days whatsoever. Only 3 hours, and I was done. So what you need to do, you need to at least speak firstly on the higher level. You know, what are your higher level achievements that you want? And I can promise you, out of all those goals that you write, not everything you're going to achieve. Some of them you will learn. And what we say in learning is that, you know, you learn and then there's no failure. So higher level. Firstly, for me, I start with spiritually. Spiritually, where do I want to see myself? You know, what do I want to do? So I write stuff that I want to do. And then I come to, in terms of personal development, you know, what do you want to do with my whole life? In terms of the seminars that I want to attend, the books that I want to read, and then I write those things. Even though I don't have many books, but I'll write, like, I want to read how many books at least in a year. Then I come to the business. So, you see, if you take care of your spiritual, if you take care of your personal development, then the business will be able to take care of itself, because you will have at least your strength, you know, your spiritual realm, and then also your personal development will be on higher so much more. When you go into your business, then it will be easier for you to do. So I think I'll do those things in three, like spiritually, and then personal development, and there comes your business, you know. And then in that way, it's never too late. You can even start today, and even if you don't like plan the whole world, I mean, at least just plan for some few things to do.
Okay, interesting. Tebogo. Mr. Tebogo, so you know what? I've got something nice I want you to listen to that we're just going to plan on the same topic of planning for the year. You weren't expecting this, but I'm going to hit you with something amazing. Just listen to this. Emma, how are you?
I'm awesome, thanks, and yourself?
Welcome to 360 Biz with my boy, Mr. Tebogo Mafodi. And I believe you're going to render something awesome and something beautiful.
My God, is it the poem?
Nah, sir, that's just. Yeah. Hey, this man knows everything.
Okay, I'm listening. Emma was waiting for you last week.
I'm here today. So guys,
I've got Emma with us in studio. She's going to do something phenomenal, something amazing. So Emma, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. This piece is titled Text Unsigned for Script to be Written. I am an artist by passion and an accountant by profession. The one is a choice, the other an obligation. Peel the numbers off of my soul, and at the core of me words shall be seen. For my mouth speaks what my heart is full of, words. I had trained my mind to hammer in international accounting and auditing standards, man-made standards, standards subject to change at any given moment. But I frequently pondered, how much time is spent learning the statutes of the book of life which don't change, with nothing added to it, nothing subtracted from it. Instead of making others account for their financial transactions, I wondered how I would account for my own life's actions to the designer and maker of my being. I no longer wanted to be counting the monies of big cats, but I wanted to be counting the number of lives I had impacted in a big way to my own words. So what is the price tag to enable one to say, I lived a truly fulfilled life, satisfactory beyond mediocrity, doing what I was born to do. Very few were fueled by passion and not the pennies in their pockets. They at least have something that lights up their faces when they talk about it. It fires up their spirits, oh, and how they could drop everything just to pursue that one thing. But now while your hopes and dreams have been fractured by man, only to be manufactured according to their desire and not your destiny. Since you could not fulfill your own dreams through your kids, will you fulfill them through your kids? Recycled dreams passed on from one generation to the next. To the me I never got to be. How I wish you had lived your life like a free moral agent, able to decide your own fate. Lived like money is not a limitation and your locality a restriction to anything that you wanted to do and anywhere that you wanted to go. The me I never got to be was birthed over the times that me dreams were suppressed and my path dictated to. When me had to be real, realistic enough to study, in order to get a good paying job that will at least get me a decent car, house, help add another set to the medical aid and pension fund schemes. Oh, and not forgetting, to help gratify the state's insatiable appetite for our taxes, to squander without transparency, and to build in Ganja. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with the above, except, well, you know which one. But I ask, is that all you were created for? So I write to my unborn child. A man without a purpose is a dead man walking. Knowledge is powerful, and what you know will never again be unknowable to you. Get to know how systems work. Get to know how money runs the world. And when all has been said and done, let your final words be, I did everything on purpose so that others could discover theirs. I have run the race my way and fought a damn good fight.
Yo.
If you were in touch, you will say amen.
Emma, please marry me.
Emma, no. Wow. Sure.
What a poem.
Emma, I don't know you, but I'm such a big fan of your ways, eh? And I'm thinking since it's Jan and people are gearing themselves for the new year, I mean, I think let Emma render us a new poem every week.
Yeah, man, that'll be
fantastic. You know, because you don't know who's listening and whose life is it changing.
Sure, man.
Because sometimes, you know, you just need a way that will change your life and get you gearing up for the new year.
Emma, I'm blushing right now. I know her. I'm such a fan.
Thank you.
I'm such a fan.
Thank you so
We're
much.
Definitely working with you. That was the great surprise. Everyone in studio and everyone on the other side of the booth, everyone is just shocked. Everyone is just so amazed. Thank you for giving up your time to share with us. Hopefully next week you'll be here with us. We look forward to working with you. And wow, thanks, Emma.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, yeah. So, Debza.
My brother.
That was my birthday gift, my late birthday gift to you, sir.
Yeah, I know, my brother. It's much appreciated. You just started my year on a very high note, so I've got no choice but to go higher and higher from here. Much appreciated.
Nah, definitely. And I mean, just before we cut the show because our time is running. I just want to ask from these amazing guys, and especially also you, Mr. Teboho Mafodi, because you always share words of inspiration here on studio, and you always share your 30 minutes as we close in style. But before we even get to that, what inspires Teboho Mafodi to do the amazing things he does?
Poverty, my brother. Fear of poverty. I grew up poverty.
Yeah.
I didn't have the things that I wanted. And right now, for me, how I define success is having the ability to do what I want when I want. Mm. So for me, fear of poverty, to say that, you know what, I want to change my background. I want to change my situation and environment so that I don't go back to where I come from. It's one thing that inspires me. And one thing I've learned is that God blesses me to be a blessing to others. That's why I don't want to be the only
one
a high flyer. I take the likes of Bulela and I take the likes of many others to say, guys, let's join in on this and go ahead in life.
Yes.
Wow. So, Amen. Mr. Eric, sir.
Yes.
What truly inspires you to keep going? Because I'm sure there's a lot of challenges. I mean, even in Teboho's business, you know, in different industries and different sectors, there are challenges everywhere. But, you know, to be the standout guy all the time, to show up for his TV, for the radio, to show up for your business and the coaching, what puts you in a position where, you know, you are able to actually run the way that you need to?
Well, one way, or two, is to leave a legacy that will speak when I'm not there.
Oh, wow. Sir?
Yeah, same applies with me. You know, I want to create an empire so that, you know what, the next generation can live the best as they can.
Oh, okay. No, that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, because one of the biggest things I feel, or rather I see for me, is that there's nothing that actually grappled over me like what Teboho said when he was talking about poverty. Because, you know, I think most of us in this room come from a disadvantaged background. So to be in a position today where we are able to actually feed and help our families and homes, then that is something amazing. And I really feel like we're actually going somewhere and we're doing something. And we're actually doing something with our businesses and we're actually doing something with our lives. And Mr. Teboho Mafodi, just give us your 30 seconds to wrap up.
And my 30 second is get out of the comfort zone. The comfort zone is what kills you because you are relying on it. But if ever you go out there and you challenge yourself to reach your unlimited limits, there's definitely then destiny sitting.
Nah, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. It was great having you on. Mr. Eric, your 30 seconds inspiration.
Who you hang out with is who you become. Like, change, I mean, they say change is pain and pain is gain. So change your way of things and then things will be able to change for themselves.
Mr. Tembe, your 30 seconds.
People shouldn't be afraid to fail. You know, whenever they fail, they need to fail forward, not backwards.
Wow. And I think just wrapping it up, we've got a few seconds, or rather minutes on the clock. And wrapping it up, I think for me, is planning the year is very important because I think someone, an anonymous once said that any battle or rather any vision or mission that is planned is actually half won. And I've seen that to be very prevalent in my life and in my entrepreneurship life, that if you actually plan, sit down and plan something, the nice thing is that you actually be able to see all the flaws that are out there because you're actually spending time planning. So to you guys that are out there that have been listening to us, Cliff Central family, that are going to be going out there planning your lives, planning for the year 2016, planning to take over, my suggestion is write it down. Write it on a book. Write it somewhere like Mr. Eric has said. And then go over it. Sit down and write down each and everything that you need to. And then one of the biggest things that I'm also getting myself and putting together with a great, great friend of mine is I'm actually getting myself an accountability coach. Because I realize that there's so many things that I want to do. And there's actually too many things I want to do. And most of the time, I don't even get to do all of these things. But when I have someone to be accountable to, then it becomes easier for me to be able to get to those things where there's always someone at the back of my neck reminding me. So my 30 seconds to you guys is simply get things done.
Get things done. I need you to think about your life. Now, seriously, just take a second. Take a moment. Just think about your life. Are you happy about the person that you are growing into? Are you happy about where you are in life? I know you sit up at night and you think up all these great ideas. Man, you've got plans. You think up this great vision that you have to move your life forward and to move your life into a position of success. But the reality that you face each and every day is that even as you work, even as you walk, even as you talk, you know that you are settling for average. And you hate yourself for this every day because you know that you can be greater. You know that there is greatness locked up inside you. Thoughts have never changed anything. You don't sit on your sofa. You don't sit on your couch, stare at the TV and hope the channel will change. But what I need you to do is that you need to get up and you need to get things done. You need to snatch the remote away from complacency and laziness. And you need to change the channel of your life. And you need to change that channel into a channel of success, into a channel of endurance, into a channel of wealth. Successful and powerful people live by the simple motto of getting things done. You see, I need you to understand one thing. You're not living this life by chance or by mistake. You're not a spectator. You're not here to watch other people succeed. You're not here to watch other people become thought leaders and become wealthy and become number one. But you are here to participate in the game of life. Your problem is that you tire out too quickly. Your problem is that you give up too quickly. If you need to sleep on porches, if you need to sleep on sidewalks, if you need to sleep on doorways, you do that because you want to advance your life. If you need to sleep later and wake up earlier, you do that because you want to advance your life. The marriage between thoughts and action breeds success and wealth. You need to change your perception. You need to change your mindset. And you need to change your surroundings so that you can become the person that you were born to be. But it all starts by you changing your mind, and it starts by you getting things done. Unleash what God has placed in you, and you need to today get up and get things done.
This is CliffCentral.com.